Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. Today I'm joined by Luke Turner, Associate Editor at The Quietus, for this week's music review. This week we'll be delving into the experimental and imaginative minds of Virginia-based artist Alicia Crampton, Polish musician Stara Rozecka, and London-based producer Powell. That's all coming up on the Arts Review here on Monocle 24. Welcome back to the programme, Luke. Fresh from Novosibirsk.
Very fresh.
Yeah. Are you fresh back or are you feeling fresher now that you are back?
Both. I got ill on the way back and I'm recovered now. But yeah, I was there for CTM Festival.
Yeah.
We're doing a branch of, normally it's in Berlin. They were working with the Goethe Institute in Novosibirsk and Krasnoyarsk. To do a festival of electronic music with German and Siberian musicians. And it was incredible. It was one of the most interesting things I've ever been to, with a sort of political context and just the spirit among the Siberian musicians and everybody working together with the Germans and the Russians. It just felt like a really, really interesting thing happening in a place where probably not too much does happen along those lines.
Not too many festival go. It's not really famous for its festival scene.
No, there's not really. I mean, there's the artists there, and they're all in touch, I think, mainly online, and they have, they don't really have music journalism. I'd be out of a job in Russia. They have a thing called Contact, which is a bit like Facebook, and there's pages on that people communicate with, use to communicate. So it was just fascinating, just seeing all these different venues. Kind of one club was a restaurant up in a glass tower. The final party was in a sort of weird shack in a courtyard between lots of different buildings, which is like the newest club in Novosibirsk, which is, I don't know, about four times bigger than this small room. And it was just a kind of mind-blowing event, because there's so much of it that's really like the West and is very familiar, and then some things are just completely alien and flip your head around entirely.
Well, it's amazing stuff. Before we head into the realms of Alicia Crampton and attempt to seg naturally between Novosibirsk and Virginia, is there any way we can do that, Luke Turner? Can we say Alicia Crampton be the sort of artist that would play at the festival you just attended in Novosibirsk?
I'd like to think so. Who knows? It was all German artists. I doubt the American cultural export thing is arts cultural export thing would be allowed in Russia. I mean, I know the British Council aren't allowed in Russia anymore. So if the British Council aren't allowed, I very much doubt the Americans
would be allowed in.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Virginia. Alicia Crampton. Should we hear a bite of it? And then we'll talk about it. Okay, that was Alicia Crampton. That was Wing from a new EP called American Drift. Interesting stuff. I love this, preparing for this show. I love listening to this track over and over, actually. Tell us about Alicia Crampton.
Oh, she's quite new to me. She was recommended by Sophie Coletta, who's the Quietus' reviews editor and is younger than me and more on the ball. And she used to record, Alicia did, under the name E&D. And then this is a new kind of project by her. And like you're saying, the songs are just fascinating, really beautiful, strange music that doesn't, it's completely outside any form. It's influenced by metal and folk music and club music and all sorts. And I think there's a brilliant interview on Resident Advisor by a writer called Maya Karlev. And, it's pretty intense stuff that she's talking about. It's all about, the American history, but not through white male eyes. She's a transgender, but she has a very nuanced take on it, which I found very interesting. And
like she's transgender without it being her thing.
Yeah.
It's not a selling point or whatever.
Exactly. And, I think that's the way she approaches it is very interesting. I mean, some of it, the academic language, I find when there's too much academic stuff being used by artists, too much academic language placed on what they do, particularly when they're political artists, I can find very frustrating, because I would see political music as being so important, particularly, you know, from a non-white trans artist. I really think that that's an important voice to be heard, and sometimes the academic language around it can kind of close it off a little bit.
And masks a bit how good it actually is, just as music as well.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's her prerogative to explain the music and discuss it as she wishes. And, you know, I just think what was interesting, the comments in that article, was there was a very sort of violent discussion about the music, which, shock horror, tends to happen when women make electronic music or any kind of music. The comments sections of the internet become vile. When it's a transgender woman who's not white, they become even more vile. So, you know, maybe the academic language actually is quite there. It's a part of the weapon going out, you know, into the world. But yeah, this is just really beautiful music. It's one of my favourite sort of new discoveries of the year. American Drift is such a good record.
And she's a producer as well. So has she worked on stuff that is more in? I mean, she sampled Brandy and Destiny's Child and kind of like well known Black American female singers. Is this kind of part of the vibe? Is this done in an amusing way? Or is this done as a Do you think this is done in an artistic, sort of serious way?
I think it's serious, but the music's really good fun. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's, again, it's not for me to say whether it's. She doesn't strike me as being an ironic producer. I think it's using pop for the joy of the melody rather than kind of layers of waffle. Like, you know, this sort of, you know, the parallel thing would be over here, the PC music movement, which is very, like, so many layers of irony. It's like a Viennetta ice cream. It's not very nourishing in the end. Whereas I think she has a very... She obviously loves the music that she's inspired by. And, you know, I'm all for that, people combining different things in a respectful way and in an excited way.
And the music sounds absolutely amazing. You can listen to it without knowing what it's about and enjoy it very, very capably. Because we went to Novosibirsk, we're going to have to hurry on, aren't we? We're going to have to hurry through our tracks. That was my fault. It's all right. Mm. It's good to know what you've been up to. It should really be part of the music review.
Of course,
If you can't talk about going to a music festival in Novosibirsk, what can you do?
What else is there in
Come
life?
On. We were talking there about Alicia Crampton, and we heard a bit of Wing. That's from American Drift, highly recommended by Luke Turner. And we're going now to Poland, Stara Rzeka, who's a Polish. Well, is he a folk musician?
He is really called Jakub Kuba-Zielek, and he's just incredible. He has team projects that we write about on The Quietus. And I think I've probably said before when I've been on just how brilliant Polish experimental music is at the moment. In a couple of weeks, Unsound takes place in Krakow. I can't go this year, for which I'm very gutted about. But it's one of the best music festivals going. There's so much interesting music in Poland. He's kind of one of the main people. And this is actually the last album by Stara Rzeka. It's a double record, though I think he said he'll still do gigs if anyone asks. But yeah, I just find him... I mean, he's not a folk musician. He's kind of from hardcore metal background, I suppose. But...
This is all played on an acoustic guitar.
The album goes all over the place. He's just incredible. He's not just throwing everything at it and hoping it sticks. He manages to create this very, very beautiful world in this record, I think.
Okay, well, let's take a little bite. I don't want to mangle the pronunciation, but this is, I think, called Mali Swiaki. And it seems a shame to our listeners and to me that that he's hanging up his guitar in that case, that he's moving on to other projects.
Well, I suspect they'll be just as good.
Okay, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there is a new record coming out which we can kind of preface it. And I'm literally not going to try to pronounce this, but you can tell us what it is called in English.
I have the translation of the album title, and it's "They Closed the Eyes of the Earth."
And it's rather beautiful.
It
sad,
is.
Sad.
I really like that as an album title. Yeah. He says it's inspired by a little bit of love, of solitude, of peace, of chaos, of death, of happiness, which you know, I'm into all of those things. And as inspirations, I think, you know, it's a really, I think some of these artists just don't get over here, really. Unless you read The Wire or read The Quiet, you might never hear about these things. We tend to be very inward-looking in Britain, or only look to America or Scandipop or J-pop or whatever. I think we should look to Poland and Siberia and all these places in Eastern Europe, which for some reason we rarely do. And I think that's a real shame, because there's a lot of really brilliant music being made out there at the moment.
Well, especially if it's not, if language isn't really an important part of it, if it's not all about,
yeah, exactly.
If they're not songs, but they're music, then yeah, exactly. It doesn't seem to matter so much. It's textures. And if people are going to like that, I think, if people want an introduction to Stara Rzecka, what records should they buy?
Oh, I mean, they're all such sort of sprawling albums.
They're all so different.
They're usually very long, which is good. I mean, I think this one is possibly the best. And I can't read titles because that would require me remembering long Polish titles.
So we could just
look for Stara Rzecka.
Point people in the direction of iTunes and let them take a lucky dip.
And there's a very good feature on The Quietus that I think my colleague John Doran did a couple of years ago, which is worth, gives you a bit of a, background. It was a very good background to what he does.
Don't call John Doran's work a bluffer's guide.
Nah, well, you know, he likes to get the message across.
All right, we're going from Stara Rzecka to London. Actually, we're going to end the show with Powell, a strong surname as a first name.
Yes.
Oscar
Powell.
Oscar Powell.
That's his name.
Shall we have a little taster and then we'll talk about Powell?
Yeah.
And this is Insomniac. One,
two, no dope or fix me, all right. 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 No dope or fix me, all right.
All right, and that was Insomniac. That's new from Powell. He's an artist on XL Recordings. People might very well know, as the home of all sorts of fabulous people, from The Prodigy to Adele. Powell kind of sounds like he belongs on XL Recordings with that clip.
Yeah, I think this is possibly like another, I think maybe someone already, but maybe one-off record. I mean, he runs Diagonal, which is a great record label who put out lots of pretty tough sounding electronic music from like Consumer Electronics and Russell Haswell, and Powell himself has released via Diagonal. This is on XL, so it's more, I think they're doing this a series of one-off 12s to kind of get back to the spirit of the early days of XL when they were, that's what they did.
Yeah, okay. And tell us about that track. It's got that amusing vocal sample in it.
There's a good tale behind this, that that vocal is actually from Steve Albini introducing a live track, a gig, I can't remember which band of his it is. And Powell emailed Albini and said, I really like this sample. I've used it on a record. Can I have clearance for it? Albini emailed back saying, you seems like you've got a good thing going for yourself. I hate club music. It's awful. I hate the drugs people take. I've always despised it. I hate everything about it. I liked Suicide and Kraftwerk, but when club culture came along and took this stuff, I hated it. Good luck. I don't really care. Powell replied, I quite like your email, fair enough, being forthright. Well, I've got the track cleared anyway. Do you mind if I use your email in the promotional materials for the song? Albini replied back, look, I don't care. Do what you want with anything. I don't care. I hate this music. I hate dance music.
I hate the music you're making. You're welcome to use it in collateral.
And so they are. So there's a video going up, I think, on The Quietus, where they've kind of got the text being reused in a really nice graphic way from the email. And it's just it's a nice conceptual thing. I kind of admire Steve Albini's just intransigence that I hate club music, not even bother listening to the track. I don't care. And I think there's a sort of respect from the Powell side, fair enough. It's quite refreshing in this day and age. It's sort of, everyone has to collaborate with everyone. Everyone has to, so-and-so samples that, isn't it cool? Some of that XL stuff. Ooh, look, here we are, Jamie XX working with some old bloke. Ooh, it's quite nice to actually have some sort of
people not getting on.
Not getting on, yeah, and being rude. And being able to, and you know, what I like about Powell and Diagonal Records is quite, and you know, Russell Haswell and Consumer Electronics, it's quite tough music, but it's all done quite cheekily. Like, you go and see Powell DJ and it's very good fun. There's a lot of swing to it and it goes all over the place and it messes up sometimes. And it's just, it's a bit more exciting than a kind of down the line professional set. I'm a big fan of, he might be angry if I said incompetence, but sort of the gentleman
showing
amateur.
Showing your workings a little bit.
Yeah, showing your workings, yeah.
Gentleman exactly. amateur, I like that. Mm. Exactly, that's good. And I think we live in an era where there are too few musical feuds. Perhaps.
Yeah, I don't think this really will be not a feud, because really I think Powell's kind of like fair enough and Albini doesn't care.
Literally doesn't care. And I quote, doesn't care.
He doesn't care, yeah.
It's nice stuff. That was us talking about Powell. He's out on XL Records. We heard a sample of a track called Insomniac. Before that, we talked about Stara Rzeka. I think you can, that's simple enough to spell. You can just Google that and that's good stuff. That's fantastic Polish music. And Luke Turner says that go to Poland for your experimental music. That,
yeah, absolutely.
That is the kind of, that is the mother load at the moment. And we started off by talking about the very interesting sounding and beautiful sounding as well, Alicia Crampton. All those are worth Googling and checking out. Luke Turner from The Quietus led us through those. And you've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow when Alice Vincent will be in the hot seat to give us her TV picks. But for the time being, thank you very much for tuning in.